Yeah, he's a big part of what we do and a big part of our pass game. He's a factor, I think, in all those situations that we talk about, whether that's third down, red area, you know, those real critical down and distances. I think he's, you know, a major factor. So I said after the game, he's got great physical ability, and I think he understands the game so much more now than he has in the past. And he's just tough to stop. So if they put extra guys to stop him, then it really gives other guys opportunity. You know, maybe more opportunity than they wouldn't typically get. So, you know, I think when Gronk does well, it really benefits all the other pass catchers too. So, you know, he's just a great player. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Imagine trying to cover that. And I think, you know, we did a lot of work in training camp with, you know, Darrell was covering him and Gronk was trying to do some rehabilitation, stuff like that. And, you know, he just gets great body position, and I think that's a big part of it because he's such a big guy. It's hard to go through him. You know, he's 6'7", 260 pounds. So if he can get himself in the right position and get the defender where he wants him in the right place on the route, the defender can't do anything about it. And I think, you know, they know that too. So I think then they panic. Now, and then when they panic, it's even more of an advantage to the offense. It's like, you know, sometimes when you get a bigger receiver on the perimeter and a smaller DB's matched up on him, the mindset of the DB might even change because they think, oh, my God, this guy's so much bigger and taller and stronger, and what am I going to do? And then, you know, they're already beat sometimes before the ball snapped. So, you know, that's a good mindset, you know, for an offensive player when he's making those plays and the defenders are now all of a sudden defensive before the ball's even snapped. Not only are they a physical disadvantage, they become a mental disadvantage, that, you know, and the confidence in their ability to make a play, you know, that plays into it too. So, I mean, I know that offensively, sometimes you look out at a corner and you don't throw out there because, you know, you're not as confident that you'll, you know, maybe there's another place to go. So that corner is doing a good job out there, even though the ball may not go his direction, he's still putting doubt in other people's minds. Well, that's a quarterback, I'm sure. It's like that at all positions. Even a great pass rusher, you know, those tackles, they understand who they're going against, and they know that this guy may have a great speed move, a great speed of power move. So, you know, that's how that stuff can really, you know, why great players like that continue to have such an advantage, because they threaten their opposing matchup really on every play. So even if it doesn't turn out that way and the ball's not thrown in that direction, you know, they still may – you know, it still has an impact on them and throughout the course of the game. Well, it's just, it's man awareness, zone awareness. Like I said, it's body positioning. It's timing of when the ball is in, you know, the anticipation of the ball. I think, you know, when you've spent as much time as we have practicing together and you talk about corrections, adjustments, you know, usually when you correct something, hopefully you don't have to correct it again. And I think that's the important part for every player is, now, you just can't keep making the same mistakes over and over again. At some point, you got to move forward and kind of put that one in the – say, okay, well, I've learned from that. I'm not going to let that happen again. And you try to make less and less mistakes. You can still make the really good plays. But the best players are the ones that are most dependable and consistent. And I think as you become a veteran player, you need to continue to make the really good plays without making bad plays, because everyone's capable of making really good plays in the NFL. Everyone is talented enough, but if you don't have that level of consistency or dependability, then, you know, you can never, in football, if you go 2 yards forward, 2 yards back, 2 yards, you know, you don't ever end up going anywhere. So ultimately you got to do enough good things for a sustained period of time in order to, you know, achieve your goal, whether that's a first down, whether that's a great season, whether that's a great career. You got to keep, you know, going forward.